You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I'm Brent Tobin. I'm the Regional Group Program Director for Capital.
And I'm Nick Stone. I'm the Group Program Director for Smooth and Managing Editor for Capital East Midland.
Okay, so your session today was about talent coaching. We have various training and development teams, especially at our university. How does that sort of transition into those skills you learn into working in the industry?
I think they're pretty universal, aren't they, and transferable. A lot of it's quite common sense and basic communication skills, but I think some of the traits like the empathy, the agreeing to a couple of points and not trying to eat the elephant whole, I think was your analogy, Dick, jump across into a number of different disciplines.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of it is obvious. A lot of it isn't obvious. But actually, just applying the right strategy when you're having a conversation with somebody at the right time can make a world of difference. And ensuring that you've got a goal at the end. So what is the meaning of this meeting?
How sort of seriously should it be taken in student radio, especially if it's student to student? As you mentioned, it can get could get a bit awkward sometimes, especially if it's with your mates.
It depends on the individuals, really. But, if you take it back to that aim of improving performance, whether you're the presenter, the programmer, producer, then it should be adaptable for student radio as much as it is in the industry now.
Like I said, if you've got a clear framework as to what we're going to do during this coaching session, meeting, whatever you want to call it, then you're probably going to be okay. It's not going to be too awkward. It will feel awkward. But if you carry on, then as long as you both get something out of it.
Yeah, and then just finally on that point, what is your top tip for coaching somebody?
Don't bite off more than you can chew. Only ever cover kind of two specific areas in any one session.
If you're a coach, always have the coachee's point of view at heart. So you're not doing this for your benefit, you're doing it for their benefit, and always remember that.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.